Welcome back for another exciting raid into Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. This time, we set the Wayback Machine to January 25th, 1992, with a dumb birthday game. And then some additional unbridled lunacy after that. Our esteemed panel consists of Scott from Peabody, Rose Marie from Wellesley, multi-time player Mike in Marshfield, Jay from Alston, Jack Hart from high atop the Prudential Center in Boston, and I'm producing as well as calling in from the control room. There weren't too many birthdays for January 25th, so we dipped into the coming week to piece together a game. Could this be the very game that spawned the Birthdayola scandal? The case is still pending. We are treated to both Jack Benny and Arthur Godfrey impressions. There's a realization that, due to the popularity of the show, we may have to move it to a time when no one listens. You'll have to hear Norm explain that one. And if all that wasn't enough, all bets are off after the game with a naughty and riotous weather report in a terror-soaked traffic dramatization. It all starts right now.
You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
Yes, sir, it's that heart-stopping moment of the day when we do play that very same game, the dumb birthday game. We guess the ages of people born on this date, and also on a couple of other dates, too, because not a whole lot of people were born on January 25th whose ages you'd want to guess. But let's see who we got playing the game with us. We have Scott here in Peabody. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how you doing tonight, Norm?
Good. You played the game with us before, I believe, have you?
Yeah, well, a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have you back with us again, and I appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
We have Rosemary, and who's in Wellesley. Hi, Rosemary.
Good morning, Norm.
It's Rose Marie, actually, isn't it?
Right.
Like in the Nelson Eddy, Jeanette McDonald song.
Right.
Rose Marie, I love you. Was that from when he was he was in the Canadian Royal Mounted Police or something? You don't know that.
No.
That's just as well. It was a hokey kind of movie anyway. Is this your first crack at this with us?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome. I'm delighted to have you with us.
Thank you.
Everybody welcoming you and saying hello also to Mike, who's down in Marshfield, one of our regulars who we haven't talked to for a little bit.
Of all the girls I've ever known, I love you.
So, Rosemary. Okay.
I want you to know somebody listened.
No,
I think
that's right. You know all that stuff. When I was a kid, my folks wanted me to see that kind of a movie, the Nelson Eddy, Jeanette McDonald movies, and I hated them.
You know, I hated him when I was young, but I got to like him as I get older.
You get old and you get soft in the head.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And we also have with us Jay, who is in Alston. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Norm.
Hey, it's nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
My goodness, you do sound excited. Hey, you know who's also playing the game with us today? It's Tony Nesbitt.
Oh.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay, too. But then again, our standards are very low in both cases.
Terribly low.
That's very terribly low. But Jack Hart is with us. Oh, hi, Jack.
Oh, hello.
Speaking of low standards.
Yes, low standards. He's out there watching bulb changes and all that kind of stuff.
But only the highest standards.
Only on the right standards.
Yes.
Okay, we have a number of a couple of people born on this date who you would know, I think. And then we'll kind of skip around through the coming week. Is that your two-way radio there, Jack?
Oh, yeah, I think it is. I think it's stuck on a channel.
No, that's okay. I just thought maybe they were giving you some information about some terrible accident where traffic is backed up somewhere, but apparently not.
The world stands still for the birthday game.
That's right, too. Nobody causes traffic jams when the birthday game is on the air.
That's right.
Okay, you're all familiar with Edwin Newman, who's a newscaster who's written at least a couple of books that I'm aware of on the English language, and a very sharp, interesting guy who hasn't seen much. I think he was forced into retirement.
He's the guy on the cover of Mad Magazine.
aren't you adorable? I said Alfred E. Newman, who was also the chief advisor to President George Bush. That's Alfred Newman. The guy with the big ears and the space between his front teeth.
Looks a little like Letterman.
He looks a lot like
him. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. He also looks a little like prince of, what's his name, who's married to Di? Prince Philip.
Charles.
No, that's not Prince. Prince Charles. Doesn't he look a little like Prince Charles? That's Alfred E. Newman.
Big ears and all.
Big ears, the same thing. Yeah, I don't know about the space between his top front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're not guessing his age. We're guessing Edwin Newman's age. Let me start with you, Scott. How old do you think he is?
I'd say 76, Norm.
76. Okay, and nobody said that's the spirit, so we're off to a good start. I'm so glad about that. Rosemary, what do you? Rosemary, I love you. What is your guess?
78.
That's the spirit.
Your timing is impeccable. And that's darn wonderful, and totally senseless too, I might say. And I don't mean to compliment you all that much.
Okay.
Mike, what do you think?
Let me just get my 72.
72. You're getting your almanac of well-known people's birthdays. Okay, 72 says Mike, and Jay in Alston says
74.
74. Okay. What do you think, Tony?
What did he do now?
He's a newscaster.
He was a newscaster.
Hey,
77.
And written. Oh, does that help you?
That's all I wanted to know.
All newscasters, including Gary LaPierre, are all 77.
On hold at 77.
Okay. And what do you think, Jack?
Oh, I'm going to go for 73.
73.
Being as he's a newscaster.
That's right. 73 is a good age for a newscaster. But younger than that, they have no credibility in my mind. These especially attractive young women who pretend they're newscasters. I mean, how do they know? They don't even know what they're talking about. They
terribly
have to be
sexist comment.
It is. It's a terribly sexist comment. No question about that. They have to be old and wrinkled.
I love it.
They just have to be. I don't even believe Tom Brokaw. I think he's too young to be a newscaster.
He's not 73 or 77.
Yeah.
To me, Dan Rather, in about 20 years, will have credibility.
Now that will be a newscaster.
Okay. Anyway, let's check the actual age of Edwin Newman to find out how old he is. That's right. As you can tell, Edwin Newman broadcast was an electronics newscaster, and we have presses rolling for the print media. But we do the best we can. What the heck? Edwin Newman actually is 73, which is what Jack Hart said. 73 years old today.
Thank you.
Edwin Newman, actually, I think his real name was Edwin Newsman, and he dropped the S because he felt nobody would believe it.
Man.
And you know, that's the worst joke I think I ever told. Okay, here's a woman who's in the news now. Who'll be up for re-election, and she's going to face her former, the woman who left power in the Philippines, the president of the Philippines, Corazon Aquino. Hold on a minute. What's her exact title? Is she president or is she a prime minister? And as president of the Philippines, Corazon Aquino. Okay, let's start with you, Jack. How old do you think Corazon Aquino is on this very day?
57.
57 years old, says Jack Hart. Okay, what do you think, Tony?
60.
60. Okay, and Jay?
52.
52. Mike?
I'm going to have to go with Jack Hart because Corazon in Spanish means hot, and I think he's got to the heart of the matter.
That's
I will say 57 for Jack.
Okay.
I thought it meant 37. 57.
57.
42.
Okay.
Snap.
Okay, Rosemary, what do you think?
I don't believe this. I know any of these people. 54.
54, that's what Aquino is in the Philippine language. 54. I just made that up. Scott, what do you say?
I say 58.
58, okay. You say 58, and we'll check now and see how old Corazon Aquino. Yeah. I see. That's the closest you get to music that was appropriate for the president of the Philippines.
Yeah.
I suppose that's kind of tough. You could have played Heart. You got to have heart. All you really need is heart. Never mind. Forget it. It's amazing how quickly he loses his sense of humor when I start to sing. Okay. Corazon Aquino is actually 59 years old today. 59, which means that we have two winners. We have Tony, who said 60.
Thank you very much.
And Scott, who said 58, so we both hit it on different sides.
There you go.
Very good, everybody. Very nice. Okay, we're going to go on now to Monday, the 27th.
That was it for today?
That's about the same. Unless you want to guess Elizabeth Allen's age. She's an actress.
Let's go to Monday. Really?
I had another actress who was born on this day. I'll tell you who else was born, who I've skipped over. Actress Lee Taylor Young. Taylor Young.
Monday's looking real good now.
You don't know that, okay. And also, here's one you would know, the former foreign minister of the former Soviet Union. A lot of formers there. Edward Shevardnadze.
That's not a bad one.
You want to try Edward Shevardnadze?
What do you think, everybody?
Oh, no, sure. Monday.
Okay, we'll go to Monday then. Monday we have Mikhail Baryshnikov. Mikhail Baryshnikov was born on that very, very date.
Can we go back to Shevardnadze?
Okay. We could later on if we need to. But we'll start with Jay in Alston. What do you think, Jay? How old will he be Monday the 27th?
44.
Okay. And what do you think, Scott?
45.
And Rosemary?
47.
47. And what do you think, Tony?
Yeah, I'll say 48.
48. And Mike?
51.
And Jack?
Let me see.
As you know, Mikhail in Russian means heart. Baryshnikov means nimble toes.
Oh, nimble toes.
Yeah. And Jack jump over the candlestick. I think it means Jack jump over the candlestick, actually.
I see.
Yeah. So his name is Jack jump over the candlestick heart. Never mind what I'm saying. Just ignore the whole thing.
Sure.
Just like my daughters do at home. Pretend I'm not around. How old is Jack? Mikhail Gorbachev? Baryshnikov, Edvard Shevardnadze. Guess anybody you want. I don't
somebody.
Care.
Soviet.
Somebody in Russia. I'd say he was 46.
46, you would say. Okay. Well, then let's check the official birth records. Just brought in from Pinsk, where he was born. A Russian folk song.
Number one on Billboard.
That's right. With a bullet. Mikhail Baryshnikov is actually 46 years old, exactly what Jack Hart said.
Wow.
46. A lot of you guessed very closely. You know, Scott said 45, and Jay wasn't far off at 44, and Rosemary said 47, so you all did very, very well on that. Very well on that. Well, Mike was a little bit off. He said 51. Okay, how about also on Tuesday, would that be the 28th? Yeah. Tuesday, January 28th, is the birthday of Alan Alda. Alan Alda. Wait a minute, Alan Alda. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Where's his father? His father was Robert Alda. The actor, Alan Alda, of course, from MASH. And let's start with you, Tony. How old is Alan Alda be on Tuesday?
He'll be 51.
51, you say, eh?
Eh?
Eh? Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Was he in All the King's Men?
Oh, God, that's got to be the worst joke I ever
heard. I was trying to think of something to top it, and I can't
tell. We should just mash him for that.
Oh.
I'll say 54.
54, okay. And Rosemary?
56.
And what do you think, Jack?
55.
55. Scott?
I'm going to go with 53.
And Jay?
Because it worked so well for me the first time, I'll say 52 again.
Okay, that's you're going to go for 74, which was actually your first guess. Okay. Alan Alda's actual age is... Get away from me, hot lips. Okay. Alan Alda will actually be 56, which is what Rosemary said.
All right.
Wow. Okay, hey. That's it. Let's see, we got the Jack Hunt leading the pack with two.
Mm-hmm.
Tony has one. Rosemary just, of course, went into the winner's column with that guess. She has one, and so does Scott. Yeah, so Mike and Jay, come on there, guys.
I'm trying.
I'm sorry, that was
There's
such
some
a,
enthusiasm for
yeah, yeah, that was such a heartfelt whimper. I can't believe. Okay, on Wednesday, the 29th, is the birthday of Oprah Winfrey. Mm. That'd be kind of fun to guess her age, wouldn't it, eh, folks?
I guess.
Oprah
I'm
Winfrey.
I'm going to wait.
I hate to say it, but I missed what you just said, and apparently it was funny.
I said, how about her weight?
Oh, about her weight. Yeah, that's right. What does she weigh today?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I really went over with Norm well, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's, okay. Let's start with you, Scott, since you did the funny stuff.
All right,
Oprah Winfrey will be how old this coming week?
She'll be 39.
She'll be, I'm sorry, say that again.
39.
You know, for a fat lady, you see, I don't know, if she's a fat lady. I haven't seen her lately. Besides, I never watch her. I only watch Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh.
She said the other day she had a...
showcase for social mutants.
Oh, Jesus. Everybody who is totally out of the mainstream of life, because they get on all these shows. The other day, Sally Jesse Raphael, I couldn't believe this, and I only watch a couple of minutes, because then I start getting nausea, begins to creep in. But she had the... young girls who don't get along with their mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you see that?
I saw that.
There's a lot of, say that, mother. They both are yelling at each other. And I thought,
wasn't it just kids? I think I saw that show. It's
yeah.
The one I've seen.
Kids with their mothers. Kids with their mothers.
Well, next week, I understand, it's people with dogs that don't fetch sticks.
That's right. That's right. That's about the size of...
You and the women who love them.
That's right. Rosemary, how old would you say... Oh, we said we were talking about Oprah Winfrey, actually, not Sally Jesse Raphael. How old would you say Oprah Winfrey will be next week?
I would say 45.
45. Okay. And Mike?
Well... I'll have to say, if she was born on the 29th, I'd say she was 44, but that means she was only 11.
That's right. I think. I don't know. I don't know. So you would say she was how old then instead?
I'd say 44.
44. Okay. And, and that's just her waist size.
Ooh.
Ooh. And Jay, what do you think?
Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to say she's 39, too.
You're going to say 39. I see. Okay. All right. 39. And Tony?
I'm going to say 39.3.
I'm not going to keep doing that terrible imitation. And what do you think, Jack?
37.
37. Okay. Okay, let me see. Now, what was her topic? Anybody see her this past day? You know, top, because she has ridiculous topics, too. And Donnie, do you think Donnie, who sounds like, he looks like he's imitating himself now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's watching, before the show goes on, he watches films of his other shows, tries to remember how he acts.
Is the caller there?
That's right. And we'll be back after this. We'll take a break. They all sort of say it like that. I think I'm digressing. Oprah Winfrey actually will be on the 29th, will be 38.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will be. I'm sorry. Did I disgust you?
Yes, you did. Did someone say.
Oh, Oprah. I see. Oprah. Her name is. Oh, it's Harpo backwards if you had a. Well, never mind. Too late for that. Ladies and gentlemen, Oprah Winfrey will be 38 years old. And that means that we have a whole bunch of winners, because whoever gets 39 is right, Tony, close, and Jay, and Scott, and also 37, which is what Jack said.
Yep. They're all following me. I said 39, and they're all following me.
That's right. That's right. They're all following you. So four out of six won that. Everybody is in the win column except, well, I don't need to name names. You know who you are. Right, Mike? How about Tom Selleck? Now, Tom Selleck also has a birthday same day as Oprah Winfrey, the 29th. Tom Selleck, boy, you know, looking at him, it's like, to my mind, it's like looking into a mirror. There's something so similar about both of us, kind of debonair, good-looking. And, you know, I look like him only without the mustache.
What, is he in the same room as you are, or what?
Are you doing bad jokes, sister?
I won't do it no more.
No. Is this Scott or Jay who said that?
Scott.
Oh, Scott. Okay, Scott. Jack, let's start with you. How old will Tom Selleck be next week?
Tom Selleck will be 49.
49.
That old.
Okay, 49. And what do you think, Tony?
He'll be... Oh, I'll say 47, man.
47 for him.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think, Jay?
46.
46. Okay, and Mike?
48.
48. Okay. And Rosemary?
I'll say 49.
49. Incidentally, Rosemary, what are you doing up at this time of the day?
Well, my daughter usually plays, so I'm playing for her. I don't know. I'm just wide awake.
Are you?
I'm Debbie's mother.
Oh, you're Debbie's. You're the one who forced Debbie to play. And then she called me on her own a little soon after that.
Right. She really liked it.
I thought she was great. Is she sleeping at this moment?
No, she's out of town. She'll be back on Sunday, so I'm playing for her.
I see. Okay. And what do you think, Scott?
45.
45. Okay. I think this would be a swell time to check the birth records. As we go to Tom Selleck's hometown of Methuen, Massachusetts.
No.
I made that up. What? And let's find out how old Tom Selleck will be next Wednesday, January 29th.
Hawaii in the sun.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Magnum. Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is beautiful. Oh, beautiful Hawaiian hands. I love the way your hands look at mine. Oh, beautiful Hawaiian feet. With the toes in the Hawaii socks. Oh, yes. Oh, I think that'll be enough of that. I'm even beginning to embarrass myself. And, you know, guys in this business never embarrass too terribly easily.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I know it. I wonder if there's a back door I can sneak out of. Okay, Tom Selleck on next Wednesday, the 29th, will be the same age, minus a few years, of Edvard Shevardnadze.
Hmm.
I made that up. There's not a bit of truth to what I just said. He'll be 47.
Hey.
Hmm. That means that Tony guessed it right on the button. And everybody else came very close.
Yep.
Very good. Okay, so here's the way the...
Scoring update.
The scoring update, and this is about it. That's about it. Hey, we have Tony with 3.
Thank you.
Jack Hart, ladies and gentlemen, with 3.
Ooh.
And Scott with 2, which is very, very good, Scott.
Yep.
And Rosemary and Jay with 1 each.
We take a bow.
Can I be excused for a couple of minutes, Norm?
You stay here until I give your score, you coward. That was Mike, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put the spotlight on him. Mike has got zilch, nothing. It's pitiful. They like you anyway, Mike. They say... He may not have done too well, but he has such a great personality. So I guess we have no winners because the two winners are Tony and Jack. People are not going to believe this is not faked. How come the guys that work for WBZ won it? How come they come so close?
I understand there's a Senate birthdayola.
Yeah, a birthdayola committee.
But
investigating. No, actually, it's quite legit. The fact that Tony and Jack both won that is, I guess, it's a tribute. Because you have to pass a test, don't you, before you can work for WBZ?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
part
you have
of
to
thing.
Know a lot of a lot you of have to know a lot of birthdays.
You have to know a lot of well-known people because you never know when you're going to be calling them.
The test was 4 hours long with no break. And all it was birthdays.
Norm, you ought to give Tony and Jack Shepard Nazi for a tiebreaker.
Yeah, oh, shall we do that just for the two of them?
Sure, what the heck, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Edward Shepard Nazi, the former foreign minister of the former Soviet Union. And,
well, why don't we guess how old he formerly was?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
How old he was yesterday, because yeah. Today is his birthday, the 25th. Okay, how old do you think, Tony?
He is 63.
63. Okay, what do you think, Jack?
Doesn't matter what you say, Jack. Russians always lie anyway.
I'll give him a 62.
A 62.
Oh, no, can I say 63 as well?
You want to say, well, of course not on a tiebreaker. You know the rules. You know the rules as well as Mike knows the rules.
No,
because then you both win, and we're back to another tiebreaker.
No, we'll just go off winners. We won't hate each other.
You want to stay with 62, or you want to try 63, Tony? Strangely enough, Tony. Okay, because strangely enough, what Tony said sort of made sense.
Yeah.
Which shows you how it's time for me to retire from this business. Okay, the actual age of Edvard Shevardnadze, the former foreign minister, ladies and gentlemen, of the former Soviet Union.
Is the former Soviet anthem.
After whom this sandwich is named. One of the most intelligent things my grandfather ever did. Max Schlafman was his name. On my mother's side, was to leave Russia way back in around 1900. I'm just so darn glad. Anyway, I'm sorry. What are they? Is that my flight? They sound like they're calling for my flight.
There's an item going to C5 apparently.
Oh, I see. Okay, the actual age of Edvard Shevardnadze today is 64. Tony said 63.
You know, I was going to say that too.
No, you
weren't. Well, you didn't.
Okay, Tony being carried around on the shoulders of all the pimply-faced kids here at the deep canteen. Oh, you're certainly up there in acting heaven there, big guy.
Thank you
so much. Well, I think it was another fun session with the dumb birthday game. And I must tell you, the other day I was at a function, and it's amazing how many people get to hear the program at this time of the day. The reason it's on now is we thought we could sneak it in the boss. Nobody would be listening. It wouldn't really matter. Now that people are actually listening and hearing it, I don't know. We may have to have a change of plans. Maybe we can put it on the David Brudner show when nobody's listening so they won't spot it. Anyway, thank you very much, Scott. It was a pleasure to have you with us.
It was fun, though. Thank you.
Thank you, and I hope you'll join us again. I hope you will, Rosemary, either you or your daughter, Deborah.
Okay, thank you, Norm. It was fun.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Mike, you're always a pleasure. You know that. Yeah, you loser, you're always fun.
Thanks, pal.
You want to sing a chorus of Rosemary, I Love You before you go, or do you?
I'm kind of dejected at this time.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. And Jay, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Norm. I had a ball.
Okay, thank you very much, and we hope you'll join us again. And Tony, I know you'll join us tomorrow. I have that feeling.
Oh, I'll be here with bells on.
With bells on would be good. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can hardly wait for that. Well, hope he wears his sequin pants with the bells. It just drives me crazy. Anyway, Jack, you will not be here tomorrow.
No, I don't think so.
No, because you're off on that day.
Yes, indeed.
You could be playing the whole thing all week, couldn't you? If
yeah.
only Bob Rowley had sense enough to do the dumb birthday game during the week.
Absolutely. But, I would know more birthdays than I could shake a stick at.
Hey, take care of yourself.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was the fun. That was the fun birthday game. I'll be back in just a moment, but first, watch your screen for this message.
Auto insurance premiums can vary depending on the company, agent, or coverage you choose. Do you qualify for a discount for having a good driving record? WBZ's Call for Action can give you free expert advice. Wednesday, January 29th from 6 to 9 p.m., experts from the Division of Insurance and the Insurance Library Association of Boston will take any questions you have on your auto insurance. Call for Action, 787-2300. 787-2300. Ask the auto insurance expert from New England's news and information station, WBZ AM 1030.
Okay, the time is 13 minutes before 4 o'clock, and we can take some more phone calls, okay? Now the lines are all cleared from the dumb birthday game, and we'll get back to our regularly scheduled program. Thank you so much. 254-1030. Let's check the weather, okay, and then we'll take some phone calls. Let's see, let me get the weather. Okay, the 5-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast with meteorologist Roy Gallant. Roy says, Norm, when you do the weather, would you play some terribly romantic music?
Woo!
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the love theme from a porno film that I saw many years ago. That's what it is, son of a gun. Oh, Dream of the Forgotten Child is the actual name of this. Yeah, that was it, yeah. I think there was a notation on the screen, all children are played by actresses over 21. They sort of cleared themselves with that. Overnight, mostly clear. Gusty winds and much colder with lows about 15.
It's hot.
No, it is not. Hey, that was a couplet. We just did a little rhyme there. And it's 18 degrees right now. 18. During the day on Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and very cold, getting no higher than 22. Not much warmer than now. Saturday night. God, it was that porno film. I'm getting excited all over again. You know, you never forget an old love like your first porno film, I've always said. Anyway, I lost my place. Where were we? Oh, increasing clouds on Saturday night. Then a chance of some snow late Saturday night into Sunday morning with the overnight readings around 13 degrees.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, sweetheart. God, I'm not kidding. God, no. Geez. Ooh. Sunday was a great ad-lib, wasn't it? I really am losing it. Oh, Sunday brisk. Those of you who remember me in younger, more agile days, try to remember me like that and not like I am today. Oh, Sunday brisk and cold by the afternoon. Sunshine returning with highs about 24 degrees. Well, will he never get through this forecast? Nobody even cares anymore. Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, highs 26, and Tuesday, partly sunny with highs 36. Thank you very much. Now a preview of next week's porno film. I don't know why I'm so silly. I think I built up a lot of tension and stress during the week, and it's just kind of pouring out of me now through every pore. And again, as you know, our slogan, let us all leave this world a little sillier than we found it. Thank you. Thank you. I could quote some of the... my grandmother had a lot of nice sayings, too, that I think have guided me through life. I remember once she said, Normala, she said, show me a man who lives an honest, clean, good life, and I'll show you a can of Campbell's pork and beans. She had a saying for everything. She was just a wonderful lady. Okay, we'll take some phone calls now. 254-1030. Our area code is 617, and we'll be here for another hour till 5 this morning. Dave Maynard is on this morning, isn't he, at 5:30? Hey, what am I just guessing for? Let's ask.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Right. We'll ask Ruth.
Correct.
Dave Maynard Authority.
Correct.
Okay, he'll be in at 5:30. Okay, right after...
The farm stand, or whatever.
Not the farm stand. Let's see, it's called... what is that... what is that called? It's a Warren Shepherd and Countryside. Countryside.
You got it. Yeah. That was nice music just now.
That was pretty, wasn't it?
Very pretty.
That was pretty nice, yeah. Temperature in Boston is now 17 degrees. WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network. Let's check in with Jack Hart, who reports the dismal news is what's happening on the traffic this hour.
Yes.
I'm trying to make the tone a little bit more along the lines of the little sound thing here. Yeah. Could you make it ominous? Because it sounds like a report should be ominous with that kind of music.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right now, we do have work crews in the Sumner Tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they're taking up one lane. Not only are they changing the bulbs and washing the tiles, they're cleaning out the catch basins.
Oh, I knew they would. Oh, those devils. Those devils.
And the foulness of it is backing things up to the airport as we speak. Not cars necessarily, but things.
Things trailing along the road.
They also
things that take on ominous shapes during the darkness of the early morning hours. My God, it's still beating. I think it's a heart. It's a human heart in the gutter of this road.
Yes. Yes. There are more evil beings doing what they do in the South Station Tunnel heading southbound. They should be there for possibly another 2 hours, and that is going to wreak havoc with the early Saturday morning commute.
Are they cleaning out the catch basins? Because there's blood dripping down into them now.
They're scrubbing them.
Oh, good. I hope they leave no evidence and no fingerprints. Especially on the tiles and the bulbs. I believe I see the murder weapon and the killer. It's that man changing the 40-watt bulb.
Yes. Stuffed into a catch basin.
Yes, I know the way he's doing that. It is he, Your Honor.
With his long, bony fingers reaching up to grasp the burned-out bulb.
Those aren't even fingers. They look to me like... Claws.
He turned it and he twisted that bulb until finally he ripped it from its socket.
Oh, God.
And then jammed a new one in its place.
Oh, God. I can't stand that. It's so scary.
And the blinding glare went out across the South Station Tunnel southbound, causing many problems to motorists without sunglasses.
That's right. And you could see as the bulb lit up his face, his skin was devilishly pockmarked.
Yes.
And his nose had a hook on it. I think it's my Uncle Max. That's who it is.
I'm sorry, Max. I didn't recognize him in that glow there for a minute.
At any rate, the ominous on-ramp to the expressway heading southbound... From Surface Road is as well closed down, and lest evil befall you, that will cause you problems. Getting off of the central artery heading northbound.
Excuse me, sir. Are you ever going to finish this?
Oh, yes.
Is this just a second. Can I tell people to hang up, or are we going to be able to get to some phone calls?
Oh, I think you'll get to some phone calls.
Well, that's too bad, because actually I'm enjoying you very much. Ever since the CBS Theater of the Air went off the air, it's the closest thing we have to drama.
Traffic reports, yeah.
Traffic reports. And see how much we've sunk.
Hyman Brown, I'm sorry.
That was a kind of a hip reference then.
I see.
Yeah. He's the guy who produced the CBS Theater of the Air.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that was the reference there.
Yes, I see.
You want to go on? Or you?
Oh, no. Other than that, we've just got miles and miles of traffic heading northbound on the expressway, and so you do want to get an early, early start, no matter where you're heading.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, you did spot a car somewhere.
Yes,
hey?
I did.
Oh, God, it's probably on its way to a murder.
The car's backed up about 2 miles. You can't get into forward.
I see. I hope some days you get traffic on the expressway. It's just so heavy. One day I drove 5 miles in neutral.
Yes. Thank you
just so much, everybody. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you just so darn much.
At any rate, I got to do my little my little spot.
Oh, okay. I'll just sit back and be quiet.
Okay.
This is the only important part of the whole report.
Here it comes. Don't miss the hit musical the Globe's Kevin Kelly calls irresistible. That's Forever Plaid, now playing at the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. Call for tickets today.
WBC is committed to bringing you the latest news 24 hours a day. And when we're not reporting the news, we're talking about it. Here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
No, but seriously, it's 12 after 4 o'clock in the morning, old sport. 254-1030, area code is 617, and we're all having just so darn much fun. We hope you'll call and have fun with us. Thank you.
Did you have just so darn much fun listening? I laugh every time I hear that weather and traffic report. No one had more fun than we did during those overnight hours. It was all for the love of the silly. It's that time. Gotta close that vault and catch a ride home on those radio waves. For Jack Hart, Tom Selleck, Edward Shevardnadze, Norm's Hungarian Gypsy Princess Grandmother, and little Normala himself, I'm Tony Nesbitt.